This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But again, like we've talked about, there's a tempo that we discuss every day. We've talked about it multiple times. There's going to be those events that happen during a game. If you throw a punch, you're getting kicked out of the game. And along with that, you're getting fined about $45,000. So do we have the discipline to, when those things happen, not only not throw a punch, but sometimes it's better to go and grab your own guy. Go and grab your player, your brother, and pull him out of the fray so he doesn't do anything messed up. But I love the way they're practicing, but it went too far. And I had warned him before. And I've made it very clear, we're not throwing punches. If you throw a punch, there's going to be a consequence, just like in a game, and you're out of practice. So,
outside of the fight, I know the first practice you weren't too happy. Was the second practice better to your liking outside of the fight?
Yeah, we talked about that. I thought the energy in the second practice was excellent. I thought the running was the standard that we're looking for. They ran, which was really great to see, but it was clearly different. So, is that part of the ramp up? Is that them kind of getting their legs up underneath them a little bit? But again, we show the good, we show the bad, we talk about that, and we make it very clear to them, hey, this was successful, this wasn't, this was to the standard, this wasn't. Yesterday was much better.
Clarence Hill, BLLS Cowboys, is that a fine line? Because you said earlier you want a physical ass camp, and you got to compete every day, and guys are competing with jobs and roles, and so there's going to be some intensity. You want the intensity just to when not to cross the line. Is that what you're talking to them about?
Yeah, and again, like we teach it, as we're looking at this, Clarence, like yesterday we were in helmets. So when you're in helmets, you're a little bit smarter. You want to be smarter because if the guys fall and things like that, right, you worry about guys just falling on shoulders and things like that. Sometimes it's going to happen. Like we were running a game yesterday in one of the team periods, and it was a TE game, and the lineman was blocking the guy, and they kind of stumbled into each other. That happens. Today we'll have the soft spiders on. We'll have the shells. So you'll see it turn up even a little bit more. The receivers and DBs will be a little bit more combative. We call it play the ball live. You know, we call it bust the triangle on defense. And but it's these guys have been amazing. Anything we've asked, they've done. And the excitement and the buildup of wanting to be in pads, like they've been practicing for a while. And I love that competitive nature. It just can't get into where we're throwing punches and hitting people and things like that.
Brian, Todd Archer with ESPN. Pre-practice, players are stretching. We see you go around, but it looks like every coach goes to every player. What's the reason behind that?
So it's, if you watch it, it's what we try to do is it's a brotherhood, it's a fellowship. When we do the stretch, offensive coaches go to the defensive players, defensive coaches go to the offensive players, and they get a chance to visit and talk a little bit of shit, have some fun, but connect. And again, we're all in this thing together. It's going to take all 90 guys and all 24 staff members that we have, and that is done on purpose. The other thing you'll see is everybody touches the ball. We're all about the ball, so it doesn't matter whether it's the O-line, the D-line, the receivers. When they're coming back from the second part of the stretch, everybody's catching a ball and having to secure it. Why? Because at some point they're all going to be touching the ball in the course of a game, and we want them comfortable with that. So there's ways to get through stretch and have multiple things done, and that's what we're trying to do.
You used the phrase a second ago. Can you explain bust the triangle? Like, what's the coaching point there?
Yeah, so when a receiver extends to make the play, right, this is what's the triangle. When you put your hands together, that's the triangle. So if you're throwing me a ball, that's the triangle. What the DB's taught is he's playing the defender, the man, and once the ball starts to go and the receiver starts to raise his hands, his job is to bust the triangle, break up the hands, because if my hands aren't together, then obviously I can't hold on to the football. So it's a very specific coaching point that you'll see our guys, DA and Andre Curtis, do a great job of teaching that. And there was a great clip yesterday with the booth on Pickens. That was busting the triangle. Now, he wasn't supposed to do that yesterday because we were in helmets, but today all that stuff is good and great example of what bust the triangle is.
John, I'm sure with The Athletic, George Pickens went down, looked like it was just some cramping, but you expect him to today?
Yeah, I think it was just a cramp. But again, like I said yesterday, you know, with all the injuries, I leave this deal and I go talk to the guys. I kind of know what the practice is. It's 3 days in a row, so we'll see. I'll have a lot more information, but it appeared to be just a cramp.
And, do you expect Deron Bland to be back today?
I don't think so. He's dealing with a personal issue with his wife, getting ready to have a baby. And so obviously excited and praying all great wishes for he and his family.
Nick Harris, Four Star Telegram. When you look at this running back situation and just kind of like how you're building a roster, do you see an offense where you have to have two backs philosophy-wise for these guys to be fresh throughout a game? Or do you even see a scenario where you have three backs that you alter throughout?
Yeah, again, you know, we probably played too much into this last year. Of course, I'm talking about myself and Mike in terms of running back by committee. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, it's early. You know, if we have a guy that clearly wins the starting job, then he'll be the starting guy. Is he the bell cow? Like, there's all these cool words that go with, oh, he's a bell cow, or he's the man, he's the stud, or whatever. Let's let these guys compete. And it does take more than one. It usually takes more than two. You know, you talk about, you know, Hunter Lepke, you know, is he one of the two? Well, shit, he plays a bunch of football for us and really, really like the young guys that we drafted. I talked about Jaden the other day, Phil Maffa. I just didn't see him in the spring, and now I'm seeing him. I really like what I see. He's doing a great job. So we're not ready. We're a long ways away, and I love that you asked the question, but we're a long way from knowing what this is going to look like. And in a 22-game season, whatever it ends up looking like, you know, you're going to need all those bodies.
Yesterday, has Micah Parsons come up to you?
Yeah, Micah, about Wildcat? Oh, I can't tell you guys who the Wildcat quarterback is. What if it was BB? Maybe it was Cooper BB that wanted to be. I mean, he is a Wildcat, Kansas State. I think Philly's drawing that up. Coach Fangio is drawing that up with Cooper BB back there and Dak snapping it to him. We're not doing that, Vic. Don't worry about it.
Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com. It seems like even going back to OTAs, Kyer Elam's kind of been all over the place and making plays. With the amount of injuries that you guys have with the cornerback position, how welcome has that been, you know, to have him seemingly getting more comfortable in a fresh start?
Yeah, confident, man. He's playing with a lot of confidence. You watch him, just the way he's reading splits. You know, he plays the game the right way. He studies. He's on top of splits awareness and relating to receivers based on their split. If a guy's outside and he's like 4 yards outside, he moves inside and all things that a veteran player do, which Kyer's not young, but again, he hasn't played for 10 years. So I just think he's playing with a ton of confidence. He's getting his hands on the ball. Great interception yesterday. So I think he's playing with a lot of confidence, playing at a high level, and of course that's good for us. We've known about Kyer for a while. He's a Gator. I mean, you know, I've known about him for a while. I know his dad, and so I'm really excited for him. But again, it's picking up. We got pads coming on, and so far it's been great.
Joe Hoyt, Dallas Morning News. Matty Eberflus is kind of known externally as a guy who didn't like the blitz very much, but you kind of look at his blitz rates over the years, they've kind of increased. Have you seen like a Matty Eberflus that's kind of embracing more blitz? I saw a couple yesterday. Have you seen a change in him since maybe you went up against him in Indy?
Well, we had a move the ball period yesterday, call period, and he definitely adopted that. I was talking to Dorsey. I was like, damn. Is he blitzing us every play? And they've got some really good things in. I think what Flus, his belief is, which I agree with, if you can get home with four, that's great. If you're struggling to get home with four, or if teams are trying to max protect, which we're going to get a lot of what chip help on the edges to try to knock at, then blitzes become more important. So there's no question in my mind that we've got the balance that we can go attack people with four-man rush and not have to bring an extra rusher. But we also have some exotics that have been extremely difficult for us to pick up. And again, he'll dial them up at the right time.
You kind of alluded to it there, but how has just the chess match been between you guys so far, even just a couple of practices, and how organic, how important is it to be organic in that regard even now?
It's been awesome. You know, again, I have a ton of respect, not just for Matt, but his whole staff. And, you know, Andre Curtis and I, we go back to Seattle together, and, you know, it's fun. You know, I think I'm starting to see, you guys will begin to continue to see, just what a great staff we've put together. I mean, like, honestly, I'm not just standing up here saying. I mean, this is an incredible coaching staff in terms of the way they teach, the way they demand, the way they, you know, are on the field. You watch our individual drills. You see these guys, man. They are experts at the game of football. And you can get a lot out of that stuff. And when we get into the individual periods, which your individual periods will be a little bit longer today, that emphasis, man, for fundamentals, it makes a difference. Because if you take two evenly matched players, is what I believe, if you take two evenly matched players and in a 65-round game, 65-play game, the guy that's got the better foundation of fundamentals will probably come out on top because he's got more answers and more solutions based on how the guy wants to play him.
Hey, Coach, Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com. Granted, the pads aren't on just yet, but you talk about a player like Ezra Aku who had a great day yesterday. He's moving in multiple spots. Can you just talk about how impressive it is for a rookie to be such a technician in his pass rush and how that will allow versatility with what Eberflus does?
Yeah. How'd you guys know he had a good day? It jumped off the field, right? You guys are like, oh, there he is again. There he is again. There's that man again. The timing of his footwork for a rookie, the ability to take two steps and up and under is dynamic. His pass rush adjustments and how he can react off of how a guy plays him, whether you use an inside hand or an outside hand punch, is impressive. We're seeing what we loved about him on film. And he just, the speed and the effortlessness that it takes to rush the passer is really good. But he also, again, to his credit, he's more than just a one trick pony that's a pass rusher, man. He can set the edge with that length that he has, and having a really good camp.
Joe Trahan,
WFA TV. Coach, this is a little bit far afield, but please go here with me if you would. Did you happen to see what Scottie Scheffler said last week, his comments about perspective on his sport and how he views his place in golf and what winning means to him? And if you did, your family's been around this game so long, I'm curious about what you thought about it and how it translates to how you go about football.
Yeah, it would suck if I said no, right? But I actually did. I mean, it would suck to be like, okay, yeah, I didn't, you know, so let me help you out, number one. I did. Somebody sent it to me because we're always looking for things to show the team. You know, I think he was being vulnerable, which is great, you know, and there's times like that. There's times when you go and you play incredibly tough game and you win it, and maybe it's a short week and you're just like, great win. You call the guys up, you're talking to them, you're like, hell of a job. And then you get on the plane or the bus, or you get in your car to go home, and you're like, damn, I got to go back and do this again. But what I feel is when you're doing it with people you love, and the biggest difference I would say to you is he plays a individual sport. We don't. So good times, bad times, I can put my arm around CeeDee Lamb and give him a hug. I can put my arm around Micah. I can be with Malik Hooker and cry with Malik and just be like, man, that was hard. Or just, you know, hold up a player that's exhausted after a double overtime game or whatever it is. I think that's the difference with what we do. We play a team sport. And that's why, again, the culture and the connection is so important.
Sam. Coach Sam Gannon, Fox Sports Dallas. CeeDee gave a pretty candid press conference yesterday. One of the things I thought was really insightful that
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Likes hanging around the defensive guys a lot because he's a physical wide receiver. I'm curious if you've seen the impact in just his style of play because of the fact that he likes to be around those defensive guys so much.
Yeah, actually the first play of the move the ball period, I actually called a play that was for CD, and I looked in the huddle and CD wasn't in there, and I was like looking over and he was with some of the defensive guys, and then when he found out what the play was, he was like, no, I'll go. I was like, nope, you missed your chance. Again, we want that competitive spirit. We want them having fun. We want them going out there and doing it. But I will say this, and I said it to the team today, when your best players practice the way C.D. Lamb does, it sets the precedence of how important it is. And the way he practiced yesterday lifts the spirits of everybody else, but it makes it that's the standard. And so I didn't see his press conference, but again, just in terms of him and how much fun he's having, I know he's thrilled to be back, but when he practices like that, it usually is going to be a pretty good practice.
Jonah Javad, WFAA. Brian, this is a little bit out of right field.
Okay.
But Dak Prescott, at least from my hearing, doesn't sound like he's doing the here we go pre-snap. Has that been a intentional change, if that's true? And if it is a change, how did that happen?
You guys asked me this in the spring. I think I was misquoted, honestly. I said that we always tweak our cadence, but for those here we go lovers out there, there'll be some here we goes, but there'll also be some maybe things that it's not used. So, why would we take it away when it's got TikTok memes and stuff like that? Like, why would we change it? But we always adjust it a little bit. And so the faithful here we go people, he does say here we go at times, and at times he doesn't.
The reason for manipulating it or changing?
Just to give yourself an advantage. You know, it's the biggest thing is for your opponents in the division, but also every defensive line coach in the league, they listen to audio of, you know, it's legal, illegal, you know, but they all listen to it, so they get on to cadence rhythms and things like that. And so Dak's cadence is incredible, not just the here we go part. I think you saw us get a free play yesterday where he got him to jump and we threw a ball to Terp. It's one of the best things that he does, man. And so we're going to let him do that. And but like everything we do, we're going to be multiple.
Brad Sham, 105.3, The Fan. I'm thinking about your reactions to the fracases. I don't think this is terribly premature. I think this team's been among the most heavily penalized team in the league two of the last 3 years, at least. As a head coach, Bill Parcells once famously said, "I don't coach penalties." But head coaches have all different approaches. What's going to be your approach to penalties?
That's a great question, Brad. That was from center field. We've had right field, left field. That's from center field. Here's what I would say. There's all types of penalties, right? There's pre-snap penalties, self-inflicted wound penalties where you jump off sides, you false start, legal motion, whatever it is, shaving, those are unacceptable because we control those. There's going to be combative penalties that are going to happen. You know, a guy's going to get kind of edge and he's going to not want to, but as he's trying to come off the block, he maybe grabs or restricts the guy a little bit. That's going to happen. I do believe that being the most penalized team in the league is not a good thing. I don't condone that. I think we have more discipline. We'll have more discipline than that. And that's going to be coached. And so you got to coach these guys, make sure they understand the rules. But penalties happen, and they're going to happen, and there's going to be flags. But the ones that we can control, which are the pre-snap ones and the self-discipline ones, we need to control those and keep those to a minimum.
Nicole Hutchison, Dallas Cowboys Media. Seeing Luke Schoonmaker take a lot of first-team reps and 12 personnel looks, something that we didn't see much of last year. Where have you seen Luke grow this offseason the most, and what's your confidence level in him taking on a bigger role this year?
I'm going to say this really to all you guys. I mean, it's not like I've sat up here and been a head coach very long. You guys ask great questions, and you notice things, whether it's Kyrie or whatever. Luke Schoonmaker is having a terrific camp. 2 days in, but he had a terrific offseason. He's moving great. His confidence is at all-time high. Actually, I was walking out to walk through or walking through one of the meetings with him and talking to him in one of the meetings, and I was asking him, say, you know, what feels different? He's like, my body feels great based on the way he trained and the way he prepped, and he spent a lot of time at Sports Academy in Frisco, and I'm telling you, these young players, they figure it out. And I think you're seeing a guy that is beginning to figure it out, but he's doing awesome. He ran didn't even get the ball. He ran a little in-cut, little 12-yard in-cut, and was being matched by a corner and kind of dropped him yesterday. He didn't get the ball, but, like, I mean, it jumped off the film. It was like, whoa, that was awesome. And it's because, you know, he feels good and his confidence is high. But, again, thank you guys for noticing the guys that are doing good things.
I'm Mike Ducey, Fox 4. You got into this a little bit a minute ago, but – back to Dak, since you've been working around him and working with him, in which areas has he improved most, in your opinion?
Well, there's some things I would say that I'm noticing with him. We talked a little bit about playing under center. You know, that's been a little new for him, Deuce, when you talk about that. Not new for him. He's done it. All these guys play under center. Maybe not in college anymore, but a few teams. But probably just the footwork training from under center. We're trying to do some things with him. I'm not going to get into all the specifics of, you know, some of the things we're doing in the shotgun and things like that. But this guy's a perfectionist, man. And for a guy that's had the accomplishments and done the things he's done, he reminds me so much of being around Andrew Luck, a guy that's had great success, but he's willing to try anything you throw his way. And, hey, coach me hard. I want that. Yeah, I can do that. Let me show you I could do that. So I think it's that willingness and that hunger to, hey, challenge me, coach. Challenge me to do different things, Shoddy and Steve Shimko. And I think that's important, because as you get up there in age, you know, sometimes guys feel like they kind of know everything and they don't want to really be coached. And I haven't had many of those guys in my career because I don't get along very well with those guys. But he's not like that at all. It's been he's a joy to coach.
Coach KJ Doyle, KRGV. When you kind of look at the NFC East, it's been one of the most competitive divisions for the last 20 years, something like that. You know, when you look at the landscape this year with obviously two of the representatives in the NFC Championship game coming back into it, making some key improvements, what do you kind of make of what that division's kind of shaping up to be-wise, competitive-wise this year?
Well, I'll steal a line from Jocko Willenick. I say good. That's what he says, good. I mean, it's what we want, right? It's going to be a competitive division. And we want to play these big-time games, these prime-time games against great people. Why? Because when you get into the playoffs, if you've had a easy go of it or anything like that, are you really prepared to go win a game on the road in the playoffs if you have to do that? No, you need battle scars and battle wounds and things like that. And it's a terrific division with great coaches, with tremendous talent. I think you see the fact that what it's not been a repeat winner or whatever it's been over the past couple of years, it just shows you that those games are exciting. And the league's figured it out a little bit because, you know, now we're all playing our first two games against division opponents. And but I welcome those things, man. Like, we want those. Like, every game we play against a division opponent, whatever, it's another championship opportunity. And we don't get too high for the Eagles or the Commanders, and then we play somebody else and we take it easy. We don't do that. Every game's the same, but we know our division's extremely competitive, and it's going to be fun to compete against them.
Zach Hedrick from NBC and Fox in San Antonio. Coach, you mentioned Cooper Beebe earlier. What progression have you seen from him from year one to year two, and specifically, how has the chemistry developed between him and Dak in just terms of calling out protections up front?
Yeah, again, awesome. He's way more comfortable, you know. He's got a season under his belt, so everything is much more clear for him. And he did a really good job last year. But he and Dak now almost anticipate what they want to do. So, you know, usually the center drives the initial ID, and then the quarterbacks can move it. But they're to the point where they work so well together now that they really, Dak's like, I don't have to do much because he's doing a lot of it for him. I think it's been great watching the relationship between him and Clayton take off. He obviously knows, you know, Connor Riley from their time together at Kansas State. But, you know, Cooper just, I thought, had a good year last year. Did some great things up and down like most rookie centers. But he's, again, another guy that's playing with tremendous confidence. But he's able to react now. And when you react as a center, you play the game. You're not up there thinking, okay, oh, shit, what's the point here? I got to do this. He's just up there taking command of the offense. And that helps us play faster, which helps us get in and out of the huddle and get the ball snapped a little bit quicker.
Yeah, Tim Kalishaw, Dallas Morning News. I have personally noticed you signed 5 first-round picks this offseason for the defense. I don't know if anybody else picked up on that. You've talked about Elam and Murray, the 3 guys up front, Thomas, Turner, Dante Fowler's been here before. Whatever roles they play, how much are you counting on that collection of players contributing this year?
Yeah, Tim, it's really a good point. I will say this. If you look at those guys, they all have – you know, Dante's been here. You talked about Dante. The leadership component, the experience component, we need depth. You know, the way we're going to play hair on fire defense, attack front. You know, Peyton's a guy coming out of college at Houston. We loved his length, and he's been productive in New Orleans. Solomon, you guys see it every day in practice. He is the guy that sets the tempo and the tone of running in practice. And I think I said this before, when we played Washington last year, man, you know, they have DA on one side, but Dante, I mean, he was an ass kicker. And so, like, we were like, oh, man, like, what do you do? So, yeah, absolutely. We wanted to improve the depth of the roster with guys. First-round talent means we have to do what? We have to pull things out of them and figure out best ways to use them and stuff like that. But, again, I say it again, I think we have – maybe the best, if not the best, defensive line coach in the country, and Aaron Whitecotton, and he seems to do that wherever he's been in terms of pulling the best out of everybody.
Brian, back on CD here for a second. Have you, in all the years you've coached, have you been around a guy as proficient outside in the slot, and what's the biggest advantage? Obviously, you know, I know it's about lining up in different spots, creating mismatches, but how much of a challenge is that for him, and how many guys have you been around that have been able to do it?
The reason I looked away, I was thinking, a name doesn't pop into my mind that was as efficient, proficient at doing it, but he's done it since I remember being here as a consultant. They were able to move him around. And when you're able to move him around, it's obviously a great advantage for us, but I'm going to take it even a step further. The fact that we do that with him has helped Kevontae Turpin learn I need to learn the system and be able to be moved around, because look at them moving CD to go catch this route over here, that route over there. So Terp has learned that, and now we can move him. We're in the process of doing that with GP, where he's not, just like I said, lined up at X. So there's a powerful statement when you're able to move your best player around and he's going to these different spots, because it paints a picture to these other players like, well, if I need my touches and if they can move me around because I know the system so well that I can line up at any spot they put me, that is really important. And the guy that feels it the most is the guy that's throwing the football, and that's Dak. And so he's special.
Coach Daniel Stevens, CW Dallas. Hate to put this on you, but with CD in mind, yesterday during his presser, he said he's the most excited guy to be at training camp, aside from maybe Sam Williams. Curious, in your perspective, who is more excited, and is there another candidate?
You did put that on me. CD's excited. He loves the game. He, you know, when you're not, look, I've been gone for 5.5 weeks from these guys, and I missed them. I missed every single one of them. And so I think, you know, he's that way. He's ready to work. He's excited about what we've done, the pieces we've added on offense, defense, bringing in GP. But I would, I'm not going to pick. But Sam, based off what he's had to go through and the excitement that first day in pads, I mean, you literally might see him foaming at the mouth. He's going to be so excited to be out there when we put the pads on. But hopefully most of the guys we have, I think, to a man, everybody's thrilled to be here and at Oxnard and kicking off camp.
Michael Coleman, KOTV East Texas. You made a reference to your coaching staff. Young Overstreet, is he always that hype, always that just moving?
Just annoying. Yeah, just he really is annoying. When you're on offense, you're trying to call plays, right? I mean, it's so annoying, you know? But the answer is yes. He's like that all the time. He's like that in meetings. He's like that when we're traveling. He's like that everywhere. And he's easy to find because he's always got some form of tight something on, tights or long sleeve shirts, and color coded, and his shoe game's pretty legit. But yeah, very annoying from a way that he acts. No, he's amazing. I love his juice. I love his energy. That's what we want from our coaches, man. If you can't have fun out there coaching these world-class athletes on the practice field, you need to get another job, man, because this what we get to do, we're lucky. So he definitely has juice and compliments Andre very well. The two of them work really well.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. Brian Schottenheimer right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk a little bit about those NFL teams under the most pressure this season, plus more Rangers.
Again, the whole season essentially comes down to this play for these two great teams. You know, roll, flip it. Got it. Oh, the ball was dropped. He had the two-point conversion in his hands. Andrews did not hold on.
Can Fantasy Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Oxnard, courtesy of the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Wanted to run through this real quick, then we get to the Rangers as well. The NFL teams facing the most pressure this season, and I definitely disagree with this list from NFL.com. Which team do you think is facing the most pressure this season?
Corey Majors, 105.3 The Fan.
No, we can do that with Shoddy, not now.
I think I can. I think that Baltimore and Buffalo definitely have a lot, but we've discussed them at length on being not the regular season.
Yes,
they are of interest at the end of the season. So I think the Niners have a lot of stress on their plate too.
So Buffalo and Baltimore are tied for third. The 49ers are sixth on the list. So you go to the top of the list, and again, this really surprised me. The Pittsburgh Steelers are number one. I guess I just don't see that at all, because I don't think there are a lot of expectations for them, but maybe there are folks out there who do believe that.
Corey Majors, 105.3 The Fan. I guess the stress for them would be Aaron Rodgers' final season. We all kind of know it.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to put a lot of pressure on them to be successful, because this is my last one. And so I can see that. And I do wonder where Mike Tomlin, like I think we wonder about Mike Tomlin every year.
Sure.
But I just do wonder about, like, as the history goes along, he's a great coach. But where's the success recent?
Right.
And I think as good as you are, like, being staying afloat and being at the top of the float, when do you get out of the water?
Now, the Cincinnati Bengals were second on the list, and the Dallas Cowboys are fifth on the list. And I guess it just, once again, expectations. I don't feel like there's particularly a lot of pressure on the Cowboys.
There was
this
more
season.
Pressure last year.
Yeah.
Trying to keep another coach's job. This year, new coach. I don't know that there's a lot of pressure on that. Other than he wants it to be a success, obviously, right out of the gate. That's a lot of pressure for him.
Sure. Like, the Lions are 7 on the list, and the Vikings are 11. I would have both of them way higher.
Oh, man, yeah, the Lions definitely should be higher.
Yes,
I do wonder how much pressure gets taken off when you lose your two coordinators. And if that does, if that changes anything.
That is a good question. And then the Giants were 8, which I think is absurd. The Dolphins are 9. That I do get.
I would move them up.
And the Bears are 10. And I do understand that logic as well. All right. What do we got about J.J. Watt?
Oh, thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate this. This is regarding camp stats. We talked about this very early this morning with Dak and some of his throws. J.J. Watt tweeted, training camp stats, quote stats, are insane and ridiculous. Used to think it was always just people joking, but now I'm seeing them being seriously reported. You have no idea what the purpose of that period is, what the goals are, and what the context is. It could be strictly third down blitz period when every play is skewed to the defense's advantage. Coaches could be asking the quarterback to focus specifically on one route concept. D-line might be focusing on only a bull rush one day, or just speed rushes for one period. More importantly, practices for practicing. You're supposed to fail. The entire point of training camp is to build and grow towards the season, so you perform your best when the real games start. And I just, like, when we get caught up in this, how many interceptions did he throw today? And you start thinking about, was that play? That defense knows the play.
Yeah.
That cornerback knows this route. He knows the play that they just called. He heard it, and now he's got an advantage. You don't know the whole situation there. And that always goes back to when we discuss with Mike, right, about baseball. What are they working on? You don't know. That pitcher's going out there throwing changeups all day today. I just thought that was prevalent to when people are paying attention to camp. See how they go from the beginning to the end, and who grows throughout that camp.
And by the way, since you did mention baseball, we talked about John Gray. John Gray's fastball averages about 95 miles per hour, was hitting that spot. He's got the amazing slider. And one of the things that he said about coming out of the bullpen is, he goes, it just feels more raw. He goes, I like it. And one of the things that he said, I love this. And he goes, I knew I was going to face each guy once, maybe twice, so you can just take your best stuff and go at them. And that was easy for me, freed up a lot. He said, as opposed to creating a specific plan to beat the whole offense three times. times. And that is yet another reason why I like seeing John Gray in these leverage bullpen situations. So John Gray is back. Nathan Eovaldi pitches tomorrow, as Boach told us. That was the plan. And if the Rangers can win tomorrow, they'll be four games above 500 for the first time since April 25th. So we're talking about 3 months now.
Dude, saddle up. That's absolutely all I'm saying is y'all get ready. This is about to be a fun stretch.
By the way, on the flip side, they did DFA Luke Jackson, 2-5 with 9 saves. He had flashes, but I think we had all seen it was probably about time for that experiment to end. And then last Rangers note I really want you to know today, they also signed their third-round pick a little bit above slot. You know how we talked about A.J. Russell? Their second-round pick would probably be above slot. Their third-round pick was a little bit above slot as well. The Rangers signed 17 of their 20 picks,
okay,
including each of their first 12 picks. However, it does look likely that their 13th, 14th, and 16th round picks are not likely to sign, which means they'll go back to college. But 17, the deadline's Monday, so it could still technically happen, but I imagine they're looking for overslot as well, and you're getting tighter on that. So I'd imagine you don't get those three done, but you got your first 12 picks done, and you got your second and third picks by going above slot to get those locked up as well.
Dude, now this makes a lot of sense. How many did you say were signed again?
17.
17? This is why the Astros posted earlier about having 18 of theirs signed.
Oh,
they're,
son
that
of
little
a
brother
gun.
Syndrome, dude. They're always trying to point that out. Always like, oh, well, guess what? Look at that, man. Hey, saddle up. Rangers are about to come after you, man. It's
good.
Awesome.
Good for them. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next right here on The Fan.
Here's the set. And the pitch. He struck him out swinging and the ball game's over. Garcia fans Butler and Urshela to end it. The Rangers win it by the score of 2-1. They sweep the three-game series.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the birthday boy, Zach Wolchucks, right here on 105 through the Fan. Gentlemen, how we doing?
We're moving and grooving, fellas. How about those Texas Rangers?
Woo!
Heck yeah, baby. I know Kevin's not a huge fan, but I am.
Oh, he loves those Cubbies.
Yeah.
Who's even talking right now?
Okay.
is that Corey Majors from 105.3 The Fan?
That is Corey Majors, 105.3 The Fan.
Okay. Do you think...
Oh, man.
Do you think Schottenheimer, because we're going to interview him after practice, do you think he'd think it's a funny bit if we started, our first four or five questions reintroducing ourselves every single time?
I think that's a great idea.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. That is every time he's going to be like, hey, guys, how quickly do you think he'll be like, hey, what's going on here?
I think he's going to appreciate it. I honestly, yeah. I want you guys to ask him that one very specific Joe Milton question.
That's a great question. Would you? That's
a sex question.
Would you either rather us even do that or start the interview by going, hey, Fatso, how did practice go today?
What?
I think he would take it like a man and not get butthurt about it.
Wow. Man.
Probably so. He's a good man. He's very genuine.
Start fighting. I think that's the only thing that could tick him off is if you two got in a fist fight right there on the tennis court.
That's a good point. It's like, that's it.
Don't waste my time.
Man, I would like that if he booted one of us out of the interview because of that. All right. So I'm really curious. We talked about this earlier in the day. Hulk Hogan passed away. And I wanted to know y'all's general thoughts about separating the entertainment factor that somebody brought to your life versus maybe how they are in real life, whether it's Hulk Hogan, R. Kelly, Michael Jackson. I'm sure there's 8 million examples. Are you guys able to separate that guy's not a good person versus I really enjoy their entertainment work?
Well, I do acknowledge that everybody's got something going on with them that if it was public, they would probably not be very popular anymore. Every single human, we're wicked. But I think with Hulk Hogan, what he said is just too far over the line for me personally. So that's not one. I won't be celebrating his legacy, anytime soon.
And see, and that's what I feel about Ric Flair. So, like, I definitely understand what you're saying, because there's no doubt, like, Ric Flair was great for his profession, but I'm with you. Him as a person outside, it's, I just, like, I can't celebrate him. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like, the person that always comes to mind when we talk about this is Mel Gibson. Like, obviously,
yeah,
hates me and is a Holocaust denier. But I love Braveheart, and it's one of my favorite movies. And The Patriot is an epic movie. Like, that dude is a heck of a director, and he knows how to make a badass film. So I'll still watch those, but he's an absolute bleep hole.
Yeah. Yeah. I get you on that. Eric, what about you?
Yeah, it's tough. I think it's a little bit case by case. You have some that kind of stick with you a little bit more that make you say, like, I can't do it with this person. Then you have other ones that maybe you're a little bit more partial to. I don't know. Like, it's a little bit difficult. A Michael Jackson song comes on, and I don't really think twice. An R. Kelly song comes on, and I'm like, I don't know. Change the channel.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm because I was having a conversation off air with RJ about that, and he was just talking about Hogan specifically, and I think this is probably where I fall, but I understand people who feel differently, is like so many great childhood memories associated with that, and it's hard to kind of like wipe that out and no longer appreciate that.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's why I wanted to get y'all's breakdown. Corey, where do you fall on all this? Because we didn't really like talk about that.
Yeah,
all the time.
I mean, I do. I kind of turn my attention a different direction later on in life. But that's where I stand with the childhood memories part. That cartoon made him a good guy in my eyes. And then whenever he went he changed sides in wrestling, I was like, hold on, bad guy.
Yeah.
And so, but that's also difference between character and real person a lot of times.
Sure.
And sometimes you got to separate, and sometimes they're the same thing. But it didn't really change much for me, but the legacy definitely changed for him historically, for sure.
What do you guys think about the Cowboys security people not letting Osa's agent onto the field yesterday? Are they just doing a damn fine job?
No, I know exactly the security guy you guys are talking about, and he is as annoying as anyone I've ever come across. I mean, I'm really expecting when we get there this weekend to try to walk up to our broadcast table where our press passes are, and they're going to say no, and there's going to be a big to-do. Uh-huh. We're going to have to like go into the trailer to get Whitney and say, hey, can you tell him that you gave our press pass to Hagee so he could put him at the table and we're fine? We might not get on the show on time. Speaking of that, did you guys have to do anything from a credential standpoint, or was it already ready for you? Like, do we have something that we have to do?
We absolutely have to get them from the Cowboys specifically.
Yes.
That's the law, gentlemen.
Yes.
But, like, you didn't have to do anything with the email or anything.
I did have to take my shirt. Hold on, what?
What were you about to say?
You take your shirt off? Finish the sentence.
Email. I didn't see that email.
You have an email that said you got approved for credentials. Yeah, no, I'll definitely say, as we're still on air, you need to follow all of those procedures and bring the email and everything like that.
Okay, good, because I haven't had to take my shirt off since Rich Dalrymple's era.
Wow.
A little truffle shuffle.
It is weird that we don't think talk about that more.
Yeah.
But also I'll text you guys later.
I can't get it out of my mind still.
Yeah. I'm with you. What do you guys got going on in the program today?
Pure gold as always. In less than 2 hours, Dak Prescott's at the podium.
Very good.
Live there at Krusty's Corner time. You know, Brian's watching practice. He'll jump on back with us at 3:15. We'll have the official Krusty's Corner at 3:40. But Dak at 4. But Dak at 3:40. My bad.
Hey, as long as
not a good week for me, Hagee. If you hadn't noticed.
That's fine. So. You know what? I'll tell you what. Let me go ahead and ask for some forgiveness ahead of time. I'm sorry that Dak on the podium is probably the only way he's going to be on our station.
Oh,
yeah. Thanks, guys.
I wasn't even there
that day.
I know. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin. Brother.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.